T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us right now on KDKA. Mr. Fitzgerald, how are you? It's good to have you here.
Doing well. Good to be with you again, Rick.
Hey, the question that I have for you was something that came up this morning, and it was a piece that you put in place, the opportunity basically to give property owners a second chance to appeal their assessments for 2022, that this is a special appeals period. What is special about it? Is it the lengthening of that, or is there something more to that term special?
Well, typically what happens is you can only appeal in the year in which we are, the calendar year. So certainly people can appeal their 2023 assessment through March 31st. And it's that way every single year. It's been that way for years. However, because of some of the issues with the CLR, the common level ratio that gets set by the state, and there's confusion on that, the 2022 numbers are kind of in limbo with some court cases that have been filed, et cetera. So that deadline has passed, obviously March 31st of 22. So we are extending for people who want to, they can appeal their 2022 assessment numbers for up through March 31st of this year. As people know, I am not for reassessing. I've not been for reassessing. It kind of upsets me that when people buy a new home, that a school district or a municipality will go after them and try to get their assessment raised. I think it's bad policy. I'm going to give you one example. So 12 years ago, the average sale price in Allegheny County was $100,000. And at the time, that homeowner was paying $388 in county property tax.
Okay.
12 years later, that average sale price is up to $250,000, about a 2.5 times increase in property appreciation. People have gotten more wealthy with just home ownership. That homeowner is still paying $388 in county property tax, not $1 more. We know what groceries, home repairs, gasoline, other things have gone up. But on the county property tax, you haven't gone up in those 12 years.
That is assuming, if I could, Rich, that your property has not been reassessed, hasn't been sold, because that oftentimes is what triggers a reassessment, correct? If a property
is
sold,
correct.
That's oftentimes when a school district says, hey, wait a second, we're losing money here. We're really missing out. We could get that bumped up. We could say if the value is $250,000, well, then we ought to be getting $1,000 out of that, not $388. So like you said, it's a municipality or a school district that oftentimes triggers that, correct?
That is exactly correct. Yeah, we, the county, have not gone after new sales like that. We haven't done it in the 12 years that I have been county executive. So we have 43 school districts, 130 municipalities. They all have mayors and boards and, you know, councils, et cetera, that set the different policies. And you're exactly right. So for most people, This deadline extension and all this court case with the CLR, you're not affected by it. It is really those people who have bought new homes, new properties over the last couple of years that have seen this school district appeal that have gone after them. So we're giving people, again, going back to give them an extra year. This was introduced, I know, a number of months ago by County Councilman DeWitt Walton. Council passed it just last week. I signed it, so now we're opening up this period, which will give people until March 31st to appeal both their 23 and 22 assessment numbers.
So what goes into the appeal process? Joined by Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive. What do you have to do? Is that something you can represent yourself? Do you have to go out and hire an attorney to do that? How difficult is it to go through that process?
Well, each individual will have to make that determination that is it worth it to hire somebody based on what you think your taxes will be. I think some people are going to wait until they see what that common level ratio is, because that will determine part of the value of what your house will be appraised or assessed at. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going to have to make that determination. What you want to go in is you want to talk about the value of your property, other sales that have occurred within your neighborhood on similar size properties, this type of square footage, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, you know, physical characteristics that you're going to have on your property. But the problem is with some people, if you're the only one in your neighborhood that's bought and all your neighbors to your right and to your left and across the street have been living there for 10, 15, 20 years and haven't had a sale that's occurred on those properties, it becomes a lot more difficult because there aren't comparables to be able to find, make your case when you go before the PAR board, the Property Assessment and Appeals board that will be hearing your case.
So, Rich, here's the million-dollar question right now. The County Common Pleas Judge Ellen Hertzberg was the one that basically sets the number, that CLR, that common level ratio that you're talking about. The number that Hertzberg came up with in September was, rounding off, 63%. The old number had been 81%. Well, you know, anybody who's got a fifth grade math realizes, okay, if you take 63% of something, that's a lot lower than if you take 81% of something. This has now gone to the courts. How long until we have some sort of idea which number is going to be used?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't have an answer for that. It is going through the courts. There are court cases from school districts and others who have filed appeals. And also, it may not only go through one level of court, it's liable to go appealed to you know, all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And I don't have an answer. I've heard times of April, May, those type of timelines, but that's really up to the courts and the court dockets and the schedules that they have.
So then the people who might be putting in and asking to have something reassessed or to appeal that, this is for people that have already purchased that home. They already know what it is. This is not for people who say, I think mine might go up, correct? This is for people
That's
that it's already happened.
Yes. If you've lived in your house and haven't sold it for 5, 10 years, you're not affected by this.
Gotcha.
This is about the new sales, and you put your appeal in, and then you're probably going to have to wait a few months until your case is heard. Again, some of these court cases that we were just talking about, once that gets adjudicated, and then the department gets around to scheduling, depending on how many appeals will be heard. You know, I've heard everywhere from, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 up to 20,000. We'll just have to wait and see. And you're right, that CLR number, when it's officially put in place, whether it's 61, 62, 63, wherever it's going to land, that'll also make sort of the calculation that people will say, you know what, that number's, I can live with that number, or that number's out of line, I need to go appeal, I'm going to go fight it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone's going to have to make that decision on a case-by-case basis.
Well, Rich, I really appreciate you coming by, and I love the fact that you use words like adjudication. I mean, I like that. I mean, it makes me feel smarter, even though I may not know what all the words that you use mean. I feel smarter by rubbing shoulders with you. So thanks for bringing me up to your level, okay?
Oh, listen, my level's not, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'll let those lawyers use those fancy terms.
Yeah.
To me, let's keep the property taxes level, stable, and so people can keep moving into Allegheny County.
Rich, I sure appreciate you coming on and shedding some light on this. Thank you very much.
All right, Rick. Take care.
Have a good weekend. Rich Fitzgerald, County Executive here with us on KDKA. We'll talk a little bit more about this and the CLRs and where this all goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.